You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good,
Buzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Masters of Sex After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Masters of Sex After Show.
I don't think we should talk about it.
Hey.
Come on, why not? People might misunderstand what we're trying to say. No,
but that's a problem. Yes. That's it. No. What's up, folks? You are tuned in right now to Masters of Sex. And this is season one, episode one here at the AfterBuzz Studios. And you are joined by your host, Spicy Madi. I'm going to be keeping it hot and sizzling in here with the help of the beautiful Jenna. You guys have seen her on Jenna Time. And many other AfterBuzz shows, but she is one of our sexperts that is doing the show with us. And then we also have a very hot host, Roya. Think of royalty.
Exactly.
She's the royalty of sex. We have Masters of Sex. She's the royalty of sex.
Know it.
And our spicy sex over here.
Yes, of course. We're going to keep it hot. So let's talk about how this show was. It's the first episode. There's a book that this show is based off of. What do we think as far as the show in comparison to the book? Let's hold up the book.
Well, this is their research. This was their original research. So this isn't the book that it was based off of. But I was a little surprised. I feel like it's going to take a little bit to warm up.
Yeah.
I feel like it's starting to get a little racy. I was expecting lots of race, lots of spice up front.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it is the first researchers of sex. So, I mean, it's not so spicy, you know? I don't know.
Do you feel like they dove more into, like, the scientific aspect of it or the anatomy aspect as opposed to the sensuality to start off in the show?
I think they started off with, like, the science, right? It's more technical than I expected it to be.
Well, I kind of felt like they played off the card of how much can we get away with, you know, in talking. Because that was one of the major themes was, like, you know, smut versus science. And that was something they talked about. So it was kind of to see, I kind of liked the way that they went about it. With the pilot being the first episode, how much is the audience actually going to expect to see and what's going to come out of it?
Well, the topics are pretty racy, wouldn't you agree? How or why would a woman fake an orgasm? I mean, that was how the show opened up, right? Like, the main topic.
Yeah, by this, like, monotone, serious doctor who's like, I need to know why women would want to fake an orgasm. And it's like,
And he was so thrown off when the girl talked about how she faked it.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, so you took you 11 seconds for your orgasm. She goes, she's just eating her sandwich.
Yeah.
Sure.
Like,
sandwich isn't necessary. You know?
It's like, I faked that, honey, and kind of just surprised and blew him away that women actually did that.
Do you guys think that that's something that is common oftentimes when in relationships or just having sexual experiences with men? I mean, I make it a key point not to fake orgasms.
Oh, yeah. I can't fake it. I cannot fake what happens when I have an orgasm. Like, I'm not an actor.
it depends on the situation. If I'm bored out of my mind, like one of the quotes from the, you know, just to kind of move on, I am not going to lie. I've actually done that to kind of get back to doing what
Thank
I was doing
you
before.
For your honesty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
FYI, I'm going to learn way too much.
Yeah.
Phil, you lucked out on this show. Me and Spicy are like, never.
Because, yeah. And Jenna, you agreed with me before. There's no way that a partner can learn what you like, learn how to please you, learn your body, learn how to make you tingle from head to toe if you are constantly giving him appraises and applause.
Conditioning bad behavior.
When it's not due and not deserved.
Yeah.
But in your defense, Roy, because I understand how sex cannot be great every single time.
Exactly. I'm not saying
you
every wanna, time
yeah,
I'm faking.
You wanna,
I'm not.
You want to get it over with. You're like, time to eat.
Exactly.
I got a movie to catch.
Exactly. If it's not working, I just got to get this over with, you know?
But why fake the orgasm? Why not just let him bust and then be done? Why does he get the pleasure of thinking that he pleased you?
Yeah, just let him bust.
Because it's more fun to have that power of knowing that it can trigger something for them. And make them climax
more
a lot
excited.
Quicker, yeah.
Oh.
You know, and that, it actually comes apart in the show when she, in the beginning, the girl that's, he's watching having sex in the closet, she kind of just does it, fakes an orgasm so he can finish it up a lot quicker.
Because he gets off of getting you off. He thinks he's pleasing you, therefore that's a turn on to him.
Exactly.
So you get a little something from it. May not be physically, but it's more mentally for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds really mean. Well, and there goes my dating life.
Yeah, she's like, that's it. It's smeared.
After Buzz exclusive on Roya.
But I've heard, you know, women that will do it because they feel so bad, like, because guys take it to heart so bad, like, when they can't make you orgasm. So they do it, like, as a pity, you know, like a, oh, I did. It was great. It was wonderful. And it's like, there, you cannot have that kind of communication. Like, I'm faking it. Like, that's not communication. Like, that's not even to make someone feel better, you know?
Well, sure, you just stop talking to them and you leave, and that's the end of that relationship.
Hey, it's, you know what sucks? Is when
I call
really,
ending the relationship.
You guys are going to, you might feel me on this, you might not, but when you really, really like someone and the sex is not that great, have you ever experienced that and you're just like, womp, 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 and they think that they were amazing and blew your mind? I've had to have the, you didn't make me orgasm, you were kind of selfish, we need to work on it talk. And that's a really hard pill to swallow for a man.
It is. It is.
Have you had to have that talk?
I have not had to have that talk recently, but I don't know that I've had that. I think that I've just ended the relationship. I'm like, bad deal. Bad deal. Because if the sex isn't a fit, you know, like, and you've given it like 6 months and it's still not getting better. And I feel like you have to kind of invest a lot to kind of teach somebody. And so it's like, that's exhausting to me. And so,
you know,
after 6 months of kind of, you know, and if someone's just not spicy, like if someone's just not open sexually,
right,
you can't make someone that's shy be more open mm-hmm. and be more enthusiastic and be more present, you know, in your sex. So you just, you know, like that's a bad match, you know? So I just cut that.
So what are some things that you can do, you think, in order to like, maybe like not set your expectations so high? Should we lower our expectations when we're going into sex with a new partner?
You know, I feel like once you get into your hot phase, you know, like once like the kissing starts and you start losing rationality, it's why, you know, like one night stands happen, they're like, oh, okay. You know, once you get into your hot phase, like if you're just not, if you allow yourself to get there, you're not having all these expectations. You're just like seeking like a good time, I think. And so I say, trust your hot phase. Let your hot face catch you.
Well, you know, you guys know what is a guaranteed good time. When you go home, you download Adventures of Serial Buddies, which is created by AfterBuzz TV executive producers Maria Menounos and Phil Svitek and Kevin Undergaro. They all got together. They were like, we're going to make a mind-blowing film that everybody can enjoy. And a shout-out to Date Nights, because I'm pro Date Night.
Oh, I love Date Nights.
And Adventures of Serial Buddies is perfect, whether it's with friends or with a date or a significant other, a boo thing, whatever you want to call it. You download it for under $5. You have a date, get some popcorn, and now you have a super funny, crazy movie that's like Dexter meets Dumb and Dumber. Yeah, it's pretty kooky. And super funny. And so now you already have the party started. And so when it's time to, you know, wrap up the movie and you're done laughing, you get it hot and heavy from there.
But your hot face guide you right after.
Right. And you're keeping our lights on here at AfterBuzz Studios because you just got, you know, a pretty affordable film, and you get to see AfterBuzz TV episodes later on, and we get to keep the show going, keep the party going. So you get two things, okay, for the price of one.
We're trying to help everyone's sex life out here. Yeah.
There you go.
$5 for your sex life. Yep. Come on.
Right, yep, there you go. And sometimes it's hard. It's hard to keep the, you know, relationship and the flame burning when you've been mm-hmm. with someone, especially spouses. We saw that in Masters of Sex. We saw that the doctor, who is the lead of the show, is having a rough time and a rough patch having intimacy with his wife.
His wife, mm-hmm. yeah.
And that happens a lot of times in relationships, and sometimes it even gets as far as divorce. Now, we haven't seen that with him yet, but we do see that he almost is withdrawn from her. You know, he's throwing himself into his work. Why does that happen? How does that happen?
I don't know. I've been doing a lot of research on pregnancy and staying orgasmic during your pregnancy, and I think that a huge part, you know, before the pregnancy is getting pregnant and how much you can lose the desire and the sexiness of sex when you're having a baby sex. Mm. You know, like it's a different kind of sex
because
it's like goal oriented and you want to like, I'm ovulating right now, get on top, like, and then I'm going to get in this position and then I'm going to hold it like this. But I still think that you can be sexy. Like I'm like, I don't know how people are, like, messing this up. Like, you can still stay sexy while you're trying to have a baby. Like,
I think.
And after a baby. I will not have kids.
I think what makes it hard, probably, is the fact that you have a goal in mind.
I know.
And the reason that it becomes work is because the pressure is on. Yeah. Usually when, you know, you're having sex with a partner, it's more because you just want to get a nut. You want to feel good. You want to relax.
So, well, so you eloquent. Because you want to get a nut.
You want to release some endorphins. Like, you just want to have an amazing feeling going on in your body. When it comes to baby making, okay, you're not knocking the boots now to make your partner feel good. Now you're doing it to create a life.
Yeah.
And that's a very serious business, a very serious act. And the pressure is on to perform for the actual, I think, semen, not so much for the orgasm. You don't even care about the orgasm. Now it's about, I hope that this
I always care about the orgasm
inside of me and gets to my fetus and gets the party going. Yeah. Like, I think it's just a lot of pressure.
Yeah, well, I guess.
With Dr. Masters, though, like, I don't know if you noticed that when he walked into the bedroom, they were two separate beds. So he already has some kind of intimate. What it is, but then when you go back to like Virginia's bedroom.
Right. I love Lucy.
But Virginia's bedroom, she had a king-size bed where she had sex with Ethan.
Yeah.
So more space to roll around.
Yeah, and she's more of a wild kind of person versus Dr. Masters, who apparently is very,
he surprised me because it was such an awkward display of sex. But then she was like, you know, what do you see when you look at me? And he looked at her and held her hand and said, love. Aww. And I was like, oh. He has a heart. He's so cold. Like,
and yet
he
won't have sex or,
but
you
then,
know,
like,
look
totally
at her.
Not intimate. Not, I mean, eye contact is a huge, huge factor in keeping intimacy. I mean, it's so intimate. I mean, most people, I mean, I can't even sit here and look at you.
And not look at me.
You know, like, you look away. No one wants to have creepy eye contact, but.
I like to do that. It's fun. You know, just stare.
Stare. Wait for them to notice. Yeah. But don't you think that, so I don't necessarily know if it's, the reason that a lot of people have intimacy issues is not so much not being attracted to one another, because there has to be some attraction and even to get wet and to get it up. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of issues are, and I, you know, excuse my bluntness, I didn't get right to the point, okay? No tact whatsoever. But I think a lot of the issue is as well is I was not taught to be this type of person who's, oh, and I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about people in general. I'm speaking for someone else. I was not maybe taught to be open and talk about sex, to be adventurous, to explore the female and the male body, to be more uninhibited. And so you're trained maybe that it's a taboo topic and that it's something that is very nasty or dirty and that it should only be used for, you know, procreation. And so you don't get to find pleasure in it like other people who get to be freak leaks and free spirited. Mm-hmm. So that makes it harder when you get with the partner who wants, you know, the freakiness, and you weren't built like that. Your parents didn't teach you about sex.
Yeah,
you don't know to do that.
I think that it's sex wasn't talked about when I was a kid either. It wasn't yay or nay. I mean, I grew up in Vegas, so I saw sex all over the place. But
first off, let me interrupt. You grew up in Sin City, okay? You're going to come out a freak-a-leak regardless, because you grew up probably going to high school with showgirls.
I guess so, maybe. I wasn't out there, like, having orgies or anything. But, yeah, I just feel like I wasn't really taught it either. I feel like it's something you have within you, and you either decide to, you know, nurture it or you choose to ignore it. You know, and I feel like I've got a little garden that I've nurtured with lots of roses.
But that's the thing, you nurtured it. And I think it scares some people to nurture it, to accept that it's a okay, it's a natural feeling. And so it kind of, you know, it hurts the relationship a little bit.
Sure does. I think that nurturing it is the only way to go.
Okay, so let's get back to talking about this example of salt, okay? How do you guys feel about, in the show, when Virginia used the example of sex is like salt? There's no way to describe it. It's like trying to tease someone who's never tasted salt before.
I thought that was so weird. I mean, there's so many other things I would describe. Peanut butter.
Was there peanut butter? Do you feel like there was a correlation to that?
I don't know. I was like, salty semen? Like, that's the first thing that I thought of when she said that. I didn't know. I didn't know where she was going with it. I was trying to follow. I didn't know. Salt. I mean, I wouldn't describe it as that. I wouldn't think of an organ. What did you think?
Well, I feel like maybe the way she mentioned salt was because it's such a acquiring taste, but something not everybody likes salt. You know, on margaritas, some people don't like it in that combination.
Great
you know,
point.
But sometimes it's great. So maybe it's just up to that person,
who
like she was saying.
Who doesn't love sex, though? Like, well, who doesn't love an orgasm?
So I think what Virginia was trying to say to someone is, if you've never tasted this, if you've never had this flavor, then how do you put into words the experience and try to describe an experience to someone who doesn't have anything to relate it to? And for a man versus a woman, men can never experience the same type of orgasm as us because they're not even built or created with the same, you know, physical components to be able to. So I do see what she was saying. I just don't think that salt is the sexiest way or maybe the best way to say it. You say peanut butter. I don't know if that would have been a great example either.
I love peanut butter. Well,
back in, you know, the 60s, the salt maybe.
Well, how would you describe an
thing.
Orgasm? Like, how would you describe an orgasm to someone who's never had an orgasm?
So I think that that's a great thing to discuss because it was very hard, I feel like, for her one to have this conversation with him when he asked her, and when Robert asked her, you know, during these times when they had to discuss it one-on-one, he's very, like, closed off. He's very, like, professional, supposedly. Later on, we find out he's not. But in order to describe an orgasm, and especially to someone who is so conservative, I think that the best way to describe it is to say that there's a heat that comes over your body.
Yeah, you get the sex flush.
It's a your temperature rises, and then all of a sudden you feel a rush, and it's from your blood. It's a blood rush, and you start to tingle down below. And for me, it's almost like a tingly little itch that has to be scratched. And the closer you get to scratching the itch, then all of a sudden there's a burst when you get to that itch. And it's almost like, it's like you're on cloud nine all of a sudden. And it just takes over your body. And no matter what happens in that moment, as long as you complete it, you're a happy customer. But if you stop midway and you don't get to get that burst and you only get the heat flash, it's like,
have you ever stopped midway?
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Like like if somebody's walked in or like they did, you know, you're like, don't stop, don't stop, don't stop. And then they start moving a different way.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a way to not finish the orgasm. Yeah. And I freaking hate that, especially when you're getting eaten out. Because that's more, you know, that's like, that's them. They're in control of all of that. And you can't control that so much as opposed to the thrusting. Yeah. And we're digressing and we're getting into that. But that's going to happen sometimes on this show, guys. Okay. And if you want to call in, let us know your opinions. You can call us anytime at 424-256-1729 and join in on the topic of Masters of Sex. If you think you're a master, if you think that you need to learn, if you think that you're an amateur, you know, we want to talk about it just as much as you do. But what makes this show so great is for the first time we're seeing, you know, because we see on all the different networks that sex is becoming, you know, a pretty exciting topic. And we get to see it all the time, but never has it been broken down to us, the actual scientific component of it. And so we're seeing that for the first time on Masters of Sex, it really being broken down by someone who's extremely sexy, Virginia, and then by, you know, the doctor Robert, who is extremely conservative. So we're seeing it from two different aspects and point of views.
So funny that his personality in the series seems so serious. It's so interesting that he's got like such a drive to figure this out when he's, you know, you would think more of a sexual person would be out, and maybe he is. Maybe we'll figure that out.
I mean, maybe later. It's the genius in him that's trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
Not so much his desire to make women orgasm, but more of, you know, he's a brainiac. So he wants to discover, you know, the actual process and how to maybe, you know, continue this going for other people to bring a benefit into their homes.
Well, I feel like he's the reason he's really getting into it is because for 2 years he's been trying to have a baby with his wife, and nothing's coming out of it. So he probably wants to see the physical of what happens to the body when, you know, sex is going on to be able to control the whole baby making, you know, see if there's a better way to go about it and everything.
The way that they are picking up their, I guess it would be scientific volunteers. they're just asking, you know, random people why do they think these people are qualified? Like, why are they asking these random people to be their guinea pigs?
He was having prostitutes. So he had that prostitute. And in his research, I mean, most of the women were prostitutes. Mm-hmm. But they said that would interfere with the results. So they were just trying to bring, you know, more mainstream people within the research to make sure that it was state balanced. But an orgasm is an orgasm, you know. But
you gotta
so
control
I think
the
it's
data, yeah, for
weird
sure.
That they had like a doctor and we'll pair him up with another student that's okay with cheating, you know, like. The doctor was cheating that they're using.
Well, yeah, right. They were saying the doctor, what was his name? I can't remember what his name was.
I can't remember what his name was.
The blonde doctor guy.
Blonde doctor.
Yeah. Oh, he was kind of really liking the nurses anyway, so he'd be a perfect target.
Yeah,
you
candidate.
Know. Candidate, yeah, that's a better word, I guess. But, you know, in Masters and Johnson's their point of view, it's more he's a target because he's easy to get.
Right.
You know, they were manipulating him the entire time when they were talking to him on the stairs. So, you know, it's a great, great person to grab.
Well, so... What was interesting to me was that, and I brought this up while we were in the show, the gentleman that Victoria was dating,
Virginia,
I'm sorry, the gentleman that Virginia was dating, okay?
Oh yeah,
Ethan, yeah.
He seemed as if he was extremely passionate. It was hot and heavy in the relationship. He kept bringing up, how many times have I been inside of you?
How many times have I been inside of you?
Right. He was trying to hold her accountable to the relationship based on the physical intimacy aspect.
Yeah.
And he kept throwing it in her face that she hadn't been giving him any because of work.
Yeah.
And he's hot, you know, he's just heated. He's upset. And he tells her that he loves her. But then in the next sentence, he tells her that... she's a whore and he slaps her.
I couldn't believe that. But yeah. It's so funny watching something dated, you know, like a, you know, like a TV show that's dated. So
right.
It's like you see a totally different, you know, women without rights, without, you know, their bedroom voice, you know, their voice of sexuality.
Yeah. I mean, she even mentioned in the very beginning when she was trying to recruit that secretary to be the one of their result people. What are we looking at? What's it called? Why am I stumbling over my words? But.
What are you thinking? Okay, describe it again.
when Virginia was talking to the blonde girl to be one of the research subjects,
okay.
She was telling them, like, this is just like when women were starting to vote. Like, this is going to open up
doors. Oh, right. This is going to be as big as
Sorry,
that.
I totally just had, like, a complete brain fart in that whole conversation right there.
It's okay. When, oftentimes that happens when we're thinking about sex. Yeah.
Everyone's true. Like,
Yeah. But...
We're
yeah.
like men. We get tongue-tied sometimes.
I mean, Ethan, in the very beginning of the show, after he was telling Dr. Masters that he just got, like, a handjob by Virginia, that he was in love with her.
Yeah,
he was already, like...
Was it a handjob or a blowjob?
Probably, I think it was a blowjob, but...
I thought it was a blowjob, yeah.
But he was still confessing his love for her. And one of the lines she talked about was how love and sex are two different things.
Correct.
You know, and she's obviously just going for the sex, and for him, he thinks it's love. Which is interesting.
But how can it be love if he can be physically combative with her?
I feel like there's a thin line between love and hate.
And you did say that.
I feel like there's
and
like
I felt,
that.
And I felt like that was a really great point because it's almost like you...
I think he was frustrated that he wasn't getting what he was wanting.
Right, and it was purely physical. But I do think that the physicalness that he was feeling, like the feeling that orgasms give you was controlling him mentally, which oftentimes happens, and that's why women and men sometimes get emotionally attached after sex. And I think that was a pure example of him getting emotionally attached to someone because of the physicalness.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I mean, women release oxytocin when they have sex with men, or when they have an orgasm. And so when they release that, they end up bonding with the men, but men don't bond that way back.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I don't understand how, like, casual sex works, because if women are constantly having orgasms, eventually they will find an unusual bond with that person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they keep having orgasms. Now, if they're not having orgasms, they have nothing to worry about. If you want to have casual sex, just don't have an orgasm.
But I think sometimes it gets crossed with the emotionalness
of it.
It does. I think sometimes
it does. It never works out.
Yeah.
Everybody, I feel like, ultimately knows it never works out.
So what did you guys think about, and I was trying to read my notes to make sure I pronounced it right, Ulysses.
Oh my gosh.
Ulysses is what
the
dildo, electronic
man-made
dildo.
with a camera, dildo with a light, a blue light in it, and that was awesome with a camera.
So you could see inside of the
On top.
Vagina portal.
Yeah.
While you're orgasming.
He was probably looking at, like, the top of her vulva, you know, like where her clit is, and seeing that it engorges. You know, that's probably where they got... You know,
it's a contraction, right?
Yeah, because it had a camera in it, so he could see, like, what was, like, throbbing and getting bigger and what happens, you know, they say, like, in so many rap songs that women whistle when they have sex, and it's because they do at, like, a 0.7 millisecond or whatever, you know, they actually, like, it's like almost a whistling.
Oh, is that what whistle while you work means? What? I did not know that. I thought it was a shout out to Snow White. I did not know that that was talking about sex.
Yeah, if they, you know, kind of, you can feel it too, you know, like that vibration.
Whoa, I am learning something too now. Masters of sex. There you guys have it. Yeah.
That's how you know a girl's faking. Just go down there real quick.
So the Dr. Robert, he was the inventor of the Ulysses. Mm-hmm. Okay, he was the creator.
He made that. Yeah.
So now he's approaching Virginia, and he's saying that, explain to me why he felt like the test study should be done between him and Virginia.
Oh, my God. I was so shocked because he said it with such a straight face, and it seems like this whole time that there's been sexual tension building. Mm-hmm. And then I just feel like it went... Like it died. She was like terrified. She was like,
I think she's terrified because she knows that there's going to be something more out of it because of the whole love and sex comparison. That maybe it would be something completely different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I cannot believe that he asked her to do that, though. I was so shocked. I did not see that coming.
I didn't see it coming, but I can kind of see why he would want to do that. For data purposes, they need to make sure that whatever their people, I know, right? Here I go.
Maybe if they use it by themselves or if they pick a partner, I don't know.
To make sure that it's not fake, or
you agree with it, Roy. You think that for scientific purposes it made sense?
Yes.
Do it for the research.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I want to ask you guys, appropriate or inappropriate? Because this would be in other times or nowadays even considered sexual harassment.
For sure.
True.
So, I mean, appropriate or inappropriate?
I think it's inappropriate still, like straight down the line. I feel like you can't ask somebody that you're doing, the research can only go so far. You've got to either, A, trust what's coming in through the results, or try it on yourself. But to ask her, someone that's helping you with your research, hey, I think we ought to, you know, jump into all these wires and have sex and make sure that everything's working right. I mean, come on. Like, no. Inappropriate. You're a pervert now.
But see, I think that it's only inappropriate when the partners or the colleagues necessarily don't want to do it, because we see couples who work together all the time fall in love.
Yeah.
And so it's okay then when they're sexually attracted to each other,
but
and when they want to date.
He just full on bluntly asked her, yeah, I think we should have sex for the research. No, that's inappropriate.
He didn't even get her flowers.
Well, that would make it inappropriate if you got her flowers.
Warm up the engine a little bit. You know, like grace it. Have a little grace about asking someone to hook up and have sex.
Well, you
know?
Can tell that she felt uncomfortable with it because she said, I need a couple days to think about it. But I think she also was like nervous because, gosh, is my job going to be on the line if I say no? And a little bit of, gosh, I might possibly fall for this person that I already have some sexual tension with.
Well, and mind you, she's like recovering from a black eye of a guy that just called her a whore.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, so, I mean, it was just like, it was so random. And it's like, what about his wife? His wife seems like such a nice lady. And he's like completely shut off to her.
Well, maybe it's practice for him. Maybe it'll get him better practice for his wife to make that baby.
I say bad sex is a deal breaker. No deal.
I kind of agree with that.
No deal.
Because bad sex can become good sex if your partner is open-minded.
If they can become more enthusiastic, if they can come out of their shell, correct. If they can be really open sexually, like, you can't teach that, though.
Maybe that's what Dr. Master's trying to do. He's just trying to get out of that shell in order to become more with his wife. Maybe.
Maybe he's trying to write the book, you know, Orgasms for Dummies. And once you know the actual process to getting to the orgasm, you may become more loose and more open and more experimental and adventurous.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's got to kind of build and grow. I mean, I feel like each partner you have teaches you something more about yourself and like, hey, I've not seen that. That's cool. Sure. You know, but I think that you have to keep the sense of like, I feel like you're only as good in bed as the chemistry, you know, and it's like on how much openness that person brings and how much openness you bring, and then kind of coming together and like, hey, this is going to be a really great time no matter what happens, you know, like the more openness, I feel like, you know, and just the comfort. Like if you come to bed and you're like, don't look at me, that was my nipple. You know?
that's not sexy.
That's not sexy. And it's like, God, you have to be comfortable with your body because they, you know, I don't know, it's things like that that turn off, you know, and make walls up in the bedroom.
So before we wrap up, really quick, Virginia, Is she a whore or is she not a whore?
She is not a whore.
She's I don't
not
think so. A whore.
Okay. That's
she's powerful. I agree.
I vote.
But
she is not
I'm
going to
tell her casual sex doesn't work. I'll just give her a little warning. Like, it doesn't work and it's not good.
Because I feel like she thought for a second when he threw that out at her. I don't think that her feelings were hurt. I think that she was doing some self reflection and thought about it for a second. Damn, am I a whore? I think she thought about it for a second. Yeah. I think it was a blow to maybe her psyche.
Well, because it's not, in that time, it certainly wasn't okay for women. It's still not okay for a lot of women to be so open sexually and just have, you know, a guy, it's like expected they've had sex with hundreds of women or whatever. But women, it's like more than 15 and you're out, you know?
More than 15, more What's than your 5. Number? You need to be like a virgin.
Yeah, you need to be like virgin.
You still have to be a virgin now.
Yeah, you do.
Well, there you guys have it. Masters of Sex. We are going to get into
Wait, I got a question
juicy.
For you guys.
Oh, Bill has. Please let it be about sex because we can
We got this.
Bill, what is your Masters of Sex question?
You think I'm going to pass up an opportunity to not ask about sex?
Go right. for it.
No, well, but I want a really well thought out answer, so okay. I don't want you to answer tonight.
Okay.
But I want to know what the best orgasm for a woman is. I'm told it's a squirting orgasm.
Okay.
But I want, you know, maybe this is like the dissertation at the end of the series season finale where you guys give what the best orgasm is.
This is an easy answer. But if you want us to wait.
Yeah, it is an easy
this
answer.
This is a really easy answer. If I can give this to you now on my personal opinion. And Jenny, you can give yours.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I was like, I can definitely.
We got to tease the male audience. Okay. They got to keep coming back. We've got to, you know.
Next time on Masters of Sex.
We're going to be talking. We're going to have a squirting section. Okay. Squirters Anonymous, come
squirting. To be continued, folks. Let's get into AfterBuzz predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV.
Answer this now.
All right, we're like piece of cake. So, AfterBuzz predictions. Okay, what do you guys predict?
I feel like Ethan is going to cause some drama next episode when he finds, maybe he walks in on them kissing or something, like starting their experiment, and it's going to blow it up into something it's not what it should not be, because Ethan's a little bitch.
Jenna, what do you think?
I think that we're going to see some connected sex. I think that they're going to end up doing the test. Dr. Masters and Virginia, and I think they're going to love it. Although he's going to be cheating, and I'm not going to be an advocate of that, but that's what kind of breaks my heart already, is that I already know they... Oh, never mind. I'm not going to say it.
Because this was, based on a true story.
Yeah.
But I agree with you. I think that we're going to see Dr. Masters learn a new orgasm that he hasn't experienced yet.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why I think Virginia is going to be able to possibly swoop in and take his heart from his wife.
And do you think his wife has his heart?
I think in that time it was appropriate to get married and people did it just because back then. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen any, like, real signs of deep love between them.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of times marriages are oftentimes business partnerships. But I do think that there is a love for her. I don't know if I would say that he's in love with her.
True. There seems to be a love for
her. Yeah, because I think that they're missing passion.
Yeah.
So I predict that he's going to have passion with Virginia. Ooh, and there you have it, folks.
We're like
AfterBuzz TV, Masters of Sex. Stay tuned next time. You will get lots of spicy tips and Jenna time and the Royal Roya over here.
You know it.
All of that Masters of Sex info from us and our recap. You can follow me anytime, day or night, play with my Twitter at spicy_Mahdi or stroke my Instagram at spicy_Mahdi. And Jenna?
I'm at Jenna Time Tweets. And I only really do Facebook or Twitter. I'm a Twitter fan, not Facebook.
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at Hello Roya. That's it. That's
and
where I'm at.
There you guys have it. Or you can catch us at AfterBuzz TV. There you have it. Masters of Sex.
Thank you.
Executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff. We would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals. So not fair to the other guys just in it. I know not a limit. No sky's the limit.